This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the live feed.
Tonight on the live feed, we present the area's most bothersome band, comprised of local musicians and artists. The New X Art Ensemble is the creation of the incredible Billy X Kermano. Some think it's jazz, and some just don't know what to think. However, the New X Art Ensemble has been described as a variety band with a heavy mix of classical, free jazz, folk blues, funk, rock, biting lyrics, and an extremely alternative edge. Before we get to the music, we interview area painter and musician Andrew Foss, bassist for the band, to talk about what it's like being part of the New X Art Ensemble. You're listening to The Live Feed.
X Art is awesome. There's really nothing like it in the whole Southeast Minnesota. Maybe in Minneapolis you might find people that take improvisation as their basic ingredient. You know, that's the bottom line, is that you make it up, you perform. When we rehearse, we're like that. I mean, there's songs, but we're still improvising, almost totally. I kid a little bit, like, do you know that song? To the other players, and they kind of know the riff we played maybe two or three times before or something, but it's different every time. That's what's neat about the idea of improvisation, is that it's making a decision in a moment, not on a preconceived, like,
you
formula.
Right?
And that breaks you out of that formulaic response thing. Or wait, reaction, let's say.
There you go.
When you are improvising, I think you're responding to what's going on around you. That's more appropriate, I think.
Action begets reaction.
Yeah, but a reaction is then hooked to the action. It's better to respond, then you get to be creative. If you react, you're not really being creative. It's something worth considering. What is the difference between reaction and response? Reaction, you have a separation, and with response, you're actually participating and joining.
So you guys don't necessarily get together and practice?
We practice every week. We get together every
That's
week.
Awesome. Where do you guys get together?
At Billy's place. Okay. It's called Artworks USA. It's in Wetoka, Minnesota, right at the top of the ridge. I joined the band in 1999.
Wow.
We had some players that were with them a lot longer. Steve's been with them since almost the beginning, in the early 80s or something. It seems like I've always played with bands that appreciated improvisation. I was with the Gnarly Hinterlanders and the Box Elder Boys, and we always just kind of did our own thing. And so I was trained by those guys to play for X Art and stuff. But I listened to a lot of music, too.
How do you train for improvisation?
It's like it starts. You don't know what you're going to do, so you do something.
And
it's that simple, and it's that, like, it's the seat of your pants. You could fail miserably, and it's, you know, it always sucks when you fail miserably, but you're so open to the possibilities that that's one of the possibilities. Hopefully it turns into sublime, exalted stuff, you know, in combinations, but it's based on listening. You have to be able to listen to the other players and really be able to kind of move around as... You know, you can't always say, I'm going to force this riff on everyone and make them deal with it. Although sometimes if you do, everybody will jump on it,
yeah.
And it'll all move that way, which is kind of cool, too.
You guys have, like, secret eye signals?
Not at all.
No.
We're trying to work signals into how to bring the band down, because we tend to get excited. And it can start steamrolling, as it were. We're trying to get more of a dynamic, like, you know, between softness and hardness and loudness and softness, maybe. I don't know. What's the other word?
Well, do you each get a stab at, say, hey, let's take this a different direction?
In our rehearsals, we start to talk about the songs and maybe where it goes, but there again, Billy does have lyrics, and he might have even a melody or a change that we should all go to. And that's one thing we'll agree on, but it's still, you never know when it will come. You never know where it'll come in the progression of a performance. Well, right there, if you're in that setting, you are an improviser.
That's true.
You are. And yeah. And so that's the practice. I mean, we get together a lot. We used to be super tight on our landings. I'd say like a gymnast. It's like, we landed that one excellently. And when we all come together in the same mind, we know we're improvising and listening and doing that together. And it's really cool.
How often are you guys performing?
Well, there aren't many venues for us. People... We're actually billed as Winona's Most Bothersome Band.
Oh, no. How bad?
Well, we are. We're quite bothersome compared to your top 40 cover bands and your, country bands. What's your alternative,
Right.
Or the jazz ensemble at Winona State playing all straight tunes,
Yeah.
And we're the only ones doing the stuff that's always looking for what new combinations of sounds will be created, we're using all the elements of rhythm and melody. And
do you have a favorite one that you guys like to perform? Because like there was Flying Monkey tonight,
that's a new tune, and actually that was a pretty good version tonight, I thought. And we're still kind of unsure. Literally, when that one started, I didn't know what I was going to play for a bass riff for that. I had no idea. And it turned out well. Funky.
So what got you into music in general? Like, when did you start playing the bass?
When I was 15, my dad had an acoustic guitar, and he used to play folk songs for us when we were little kids. And it sat around and sat around, and I thought, well, I was kind of a hippie. A neo-hippie, because there weren't many in high school. I was one of the few. And I thought, I'm going to play guitar. And an older friend came over and gave me lessons. And that's literally how I learned a few songs and started learning chords.
So do you learn by ear more?
I am totally an ear player. I'm feeling more confident as I keep playing and keep practicing and keep getting in that situation where it starts, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll help make it happen when it starts, And I'm getting better at that over time just by persisting and doing that. And now I feel like I can play with a lot of different bands in a lot of different genres just from that feeling. I might not know all their songs. I might not know exactly what to do. But I can give a pretty darn good stab at what is necessary to get a groove going.
Right. I'm going to take a long shot here and say it's more about the process than with this band than the product.
The end product, it's a byproduct in a way.
Gotcha.
Of process. And I'd say Billy's tunes, whether it's successful or not, is a byproduct of how we're acting at each moment that we're doing it, which makes it pretty damn cool that we can be spontaneous and work that magic while it's occurring. So it's much, it's being.
So since you're doing improv, right, and there's a lot of process, is there anything such as an embarrassing moment when performing?
I sort of don't believe in that anymore, and only because of a little bit of feedback I've gotten from tapes I've heard of jams or concerts or whatever, that I felt it. While I was doing it, I felt, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not doing the right thing. It sucks. Not everything's gelling. But I hear tapes, and I go, that's actually pretty darn cool. So you never really know. And that's the problem almost with a painter, too. Like, how do you stop a painting once you start it? Who are you trying to please with your process and product? And it's the same way with the music. It really is.
Well, I guess with the painting, some people shove it behind a refrigerator if they don't want to look at it. Whereas with the music, it's kind of already there.
It helps to have a price tag on. Then you know if they're really interested or just... Oh, excuse me.
That's fine.
Excuse
me. Beep it, so.
Bleep, bleep.
Well, thanks for taking a couple minutes out.
Now it's time to hear some music selections from the area's most bothersome band, the New X Art Ensemble. To start it off, we're going to hear the piece Monkeys, which Andrew Foss made reference to earlier in his interview. You're listening to The Live Feed. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Ends. This is the New X Art Ensemble. Steve Smith on saxophone, Jeff Strand on guitar, Andrew Foss on bass, Marvin Lightspeed on drums, and I'm Billy X Tremano. And we're going to play a little bit for you now. This is our big second set. If you were looking for a cover band, this is it. Monkeys. Thank you.
Cuckoo dove,
up and what is up, and now that you got me kissing in a cup. We are not criminals. We are not criminals. We are your sisters and brothers and fathers and mothers. We are not criminals. Every culture and every society has found ways to alter consciousness.
Before marriage,
so that we can have the baby in the wedding. Yeah. Ever. I have no kids at all, and I would be an excellent mother. I live by myself and with my Himalayan cat. Talk on the telephone, exercise, shopping, do crafts, crochet, paint, type letters to my friends, and best of all, being with someone who really cares a lot about me. I'm looking for a SWM. Can see just about every day or night. I don't want any deadbeats out there. Deadbeats out there that don't want to do anything but sit around. I want someone who's full of fun. And have a good time with. Like a guy who spoils and pampers a woman a lot by buying her things and surprising me with. I love to get flowers and I love diamonds. I drive and I hope you do too. Thanks a million for reading all about me. photo, number, and address so that I can choose the best one I like. Bye-bye for now. Hope to hear you. 3175 Single search. No one on a post. And shopper. Winona, Minnesota. December 14th, 1994 You really can't make that up.
A big thank you to Billy X. Kermano, Andrew Foss, and all the members of the New X Art Ensemble for taking time out for us here on The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.